Repent, come back to Allah. Allah forgives our sins, come back to Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome back to our series Return Back to Almighty Allah عز وجل And inshallah azza wa jal, today's topic is trust in Almighty Allah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated in one hadith that man qara' al-Qur'an wa hamida al-Rabba wa salla ala al-Nabiyyi وَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ فَقَدْ طَلَبَ الْخَيْرَ مَكَانَهُ That the one who recites the Qur'an, then he invokes the praises of Allah Azza wa Jal, recites blessed Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and thereafter seeks forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, undoubtedly he has located goodness from its location. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Dearest Madani channel viewers, before listening to the bayan, let us make good intentions for attaining good rewards. The beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم has said, نية المؤمن خير من عمله That intention of a believer is greater than his own action. There are two Madani pearls that we learn from this noble hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regard to having good intentions. Number one, without good intention, no reward is granted for a good deed. And number two, the more righteous intentions one makes, the greater reward one will attain. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, I myself make good intentions and I hope you too at home will make good intentions that we will listen to this program, inshallah, and many other Madani channel programs that we view from the beginning until to the end, and we listen attentively with the intention to gain the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal, and inshallah, to derive maximum benefit by practicing upon what we learn, inshallah. It is narrated that there was a pious person who worshipped very much in Masjid al-Haram in Makkah al-Mukarramah. He would worship the whole night, the entire night, and observe some fasting during the day. Every evening, a man brought him two loaves of bread. He would break his fasting with them and would get busy with ibadat until the next day again. One day, a thought crossed his mind. How is the trust in Allah Azza wa Jal that I am relying on the bread given to me by a human being and did not trust Allah Azza wa Jal, the provider of sustenance to all creation? That evening, when the man brought the loaves of bread, the worshipper returned them. 3 days passed. When his hunger intensified, he pleaded with Allah Azza wa Jal. That night he had a dream in which he saw that he was present in the divine court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Then it occurred in that dream where he was asked, Why did you return what I sent to you through my bondsman? The worshipper humbly replied, A thought came to me that I relied on a man instead of relying on you. My Rabb, O Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Who kept on sending you the loaves of bread? The worshipper humbly replied, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, only you are the provider. Then that worshipper was ordered, Now do not return when I send you. In the same dream, He saw that the man who used to bring the bread was also present in the divine court and was asked, "Why did you stop giving loaves of bread to this worshipper?" He humbly replied, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you know it well." Then Allah Azza wa Jal asked him, "O bondman, to whom did you give those loaves of bread?" The bondman replied, "I used to give in your path." He was then ordered, "You carry on with your deed. Jannat is your reward in return for this deed." Dear Madani Channel viewers, from this example, we come to know that not only the sadaqah given to please Allah Azza wa Jal leads a person to Jannah, it has also been understood that the righteous and pious bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal attain the highest status of placing absolute trust in Him. The worshipper used to worship the whole night and observe fasting during the day, that is, he used to spend the day and night in the ibadat in worship of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He had a firm belief that the one whom he was worshipping would provide rizq, sustenance to his slave, to his bondsman. He was busy worshipping Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal created resources for his sustenance, and the same happened. Every day a person would come in the evening and would give him two loaves of bread, that which he would break his fast and then he would get ready to worship again and again. Surely, placing such absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jal is the habit of his beloved bondsmen, the beloved sincere worshippers of Allah Azza wa Jal. This example not only gives us the madani pearls of placing absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, but it also gives us the persuasion for contentment, that contentment that we desire, that contentment of the heart, the satisfaction of the heart after doing a particular act that we desire. Just ponder, when we observe the obligatory, that compulsory fast of Ramadan, we gather many types of nice and great blessings for eating at iftar. Even if one favorite item is not prepared, we become angry at our family members. On the other hand, that worshipper of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal would observe fasting every day and would depend only on two loaves of bread at iftar, instead of arranging nicer and better iftar for his nafli fasting than the iftar of obligatory fasting. He would be content with only two loaves of bread and would break his fast every day with only two loaves of bread and would consider them to be sufficient for himself. We should also form the habit of being content. Today, a large number of Muslims are found suffering from shortage of sustenance and blessing in their wealth. Such people should make dua for the increase and blessing in their sustenance along with the wealth of contentment, because contentment makes a person who is blessed with it carefree of the world and whatever it has. Contentment protects a person from asking or begging others and teaches him to place absolute trust in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Contentment creates self-determination and sense of honor in a person, whereas obeying desires enslaves a person. So what is contentment? Can we define what is contentment? Now, defining it, Allama Abdul Mustafa A'zami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi said, when a person being content with whatever he receives from Allah Azza wa Jal leaves his life and refrains from greed, is called contentment. The habit of contentment is a great blessing of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla for humans. A contented person is blessed with the wealth of peace, whereas a greedy person always feels worried. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, surely contentment is one of the best human attributes. A contented person is able to overcome his own desires, his nafs, whereas a discontented person becomes the slave of his nafs and desires and keeps on wandering from here and there. A contented person is privileged to express thanks, whereas if a single desire of a discontented person remains unfulfilled, he starts making complaints. A contented person remains patient instead of demanding or desiring for more. Contentment is the sign of humans' outstanding courage and great thought, piety, greatness and patience, whereas following desires, obedience to nafs, greed, stinginess and hypocrisy distance him from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. The importance of contentment can be best judged by the fact that only Allah Azza wa Jalla only bestows this good habit upon his pious and chosen bondsmen. The sacred lives of blessed Anbiya alayhimus salam, the blessed Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, the pious awliya Allah Azza wa Jalla rahimahumullahu ta'ala are the best role models for us to get the madani pearls of contentment. The entire life of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is full of forbearance and contentment. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never desired for worldly rest, luxury and comfort, nor did he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever try to gain them. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get great treasures consisting of spoils of wars, but he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would distribute all of them to Muslims. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the blessed family members of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ate food with satiation for 3 days till the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam apparently departed this life. We hear how the awliya Allah Azza wa Jalla will form couplets to praise the contentment of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The state of the simplicity of the one who has the authority and ownership in time with universe is that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat the bread made of barley. Millions of humble salam be upon the contentment of his blessed stomach. Subhanallah. This is a couplet of Sayyiduna A'la Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Despite being the chief of the both the worlds, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would rest or sleep on a mat. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use a leather pillow filled with bark of date tree for keeping his blessed head mubarak. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never desired to eat delicious and lavish food. Even he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ate chapati. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam often used a thick loaves of barley bread. Sadrul Afadil, Allama Sayyidi, Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi stated, until the apparent demise of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the blessed family never ate bread made from barley for 2 consecutive days. It is also stated in Hadith Mubarakah that the whole month would pass, but the stove would remain unlit for cooking food in the blessed sacred house. The blessed household will merely survive on water and a few dates. Sayyiduna Umar Faruq A'azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, O people, if I had wanted, I would have eaten better food than you and worn better clothes than you, but I want to save my luxury and comforts for my hereafter. Dear Madani Channel viewers, despite being the owner of the treasure of both the worlds, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam led his life full of contentment. Therefore, we should also follow in the footsteps of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obey and become contented person. Contentment has many worldly and hereafter advantages. Let's now hear some of them. These are some of the advantages of contentment and disadvantages of satisfying one's desires. We find in today's time there is a major problem. In today's time, in the modern world, in this so complicated way of life that we are living these days, we find we are facing so many problems. We find there are so many difficulties that have come as a result of discontentment. And because people are not satisfied, you find people have got so much of wealth, but still people are not satisfied. You find that people have got so much of foods, but still people are not satisfied. You find people are able to have luxurious things, but still they're not satisfied. Their hearts are restless. The heart is still not at ease. The heart, despite the luxuries and comforts, still is not at ease. So let us hear some of the advantages of contentment and disadvantages of satisfying one's desires. Because this has become the order of the day, that every one of us is trying whatever we have. Some spend millions, some spend so much of wealth and money only to find that pleasure. So contentment eradicates the love of the world from the heart. This is where the main problem is. Where is the one who satisfies one's own desires keeps falling in love with the world, and the time comes when he or she considers his world to be everything. It is deadly poison for the deen. Now, number two, a contented person places absolute trust in Allah. So the one who has contentment of the heart, he will only trust Allah Azza wa Jalla in his or her affairs rather than the resources. So you find on the other side, people who lack contentment, who are discontented, they always are contented with the resources rather than placing their trust in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. In this way, one protects himself from the dependence on others. On the other hand, the discontented person keeps his eye on the resources and considers them to be everything. This is what we find in the world. So much of fighting, so much of problems, so much of all that we face today is because our hearts are so discontented, and hence everybody, their eyes are fixed on the resources rather than placing our trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla, the provider. Now, the point number three is contentment protects a person from acting according to the desires, and by virtue of his blessing, he lives a life with peace and satisfaction. Whereas acting according to the desires brings about restlessness and stress. Contentment eradicates bad habits like greed and stinginess. It is highly effective in developing the passion for being pleased with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, and for spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So on the other hand, a discontented person may fall into bad habits like greed and stinginess. Further, such person starts objecting to the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jal. If he desires, his desire does not get fulfilled. So you find these problems we have in the modern world, in this difficult and complicated way of life that we are leading nowadays, it all comes because we have lost the trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Hence we have become discontented, and discontentment, it brings about stinginess, and it brings that greed, that only person thinks for, they have only selfish desires. Now, point number five is that the biggest advantage of contentment, if one places his or her trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, and they are contented with what Allah Azza wa Jalla provides, what is the advantage? The advantage of contentment is that due to it, one attains the pleasure of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, good news is for the person who is guided with deen and gets sustenance as per his need and is contented with it. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, like contentment, absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jal is also amongst the attributes which makes the character of a person best. Contentment and absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jal have deeper relation to each other. Contentment is the staircase to the absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Contentment persuades a person to place absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. And depending on less wealth, he trusts Allah Azza wa Jal. Absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jal is one of the very important duties of the wajib and obligatory acts of our iman. A'la Hazrat Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Radha Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi said, it is the fame obligatory act to place absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. The person who does not have the nur, the luminosity of absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jal is not complete in his or her iman, and in his or her heart is full of darkness. Absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jal is the soul of iman. Absolute trust in Allah is an act that brings a person closer to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and gets him far away from people. It is absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jal that gives person strength to fight steadfastly against difficulties and problems. Absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jal in troubles raises the hopes of a person. It is stated on a page 520 of Tafsir Siratul Jinan, Volume 3, published by Maktabatul Madina, a publishing department of Da'wat Islami, Sayyiduna Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Rahmatullahi Alayhi said, tawakkul does not mean that a person gives up himself and his efforts after considering them useless and rubbish, as one some ignorant people say, but rather tawakkul means that a person uses apparent resources, but he does not trust them in the heart, but rather trusts in Allah's help and his support. So, trust in Allah Azza wa Jal does not mean we abandon those activities that are lawful for us to acquire sustenance, but the trust should be not in that activity itself, but the trust in Allah, but the activity should carry on. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, a person humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, should I trust in Allah Azza wa Jal after tethering my camel or leaving it untethered? It was replied, you tie, then trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. So, tawakkul is that one should use resources in any work by considering it to be the sunnah of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And after that, he should leave its result to Allah Azza wa Jal. A'la Hadrat Imam Ahlus Sunnah Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Radha Khan Rahmatullahi alayhi said, tawakkul does not mean giving up resources, but rather it means giving up trusting in resources. It is not tawakkul to give up resources, but rather not trusting in the resources and trusting only Allah Azza wa Jal. It has been narrated that a very famous person sat in the foot of a mountain after giving himself away from people and started saying, I will not ask anyone for anything until Allah Azza wa Jalla gives me sustenance. 1 week passed and sustenance did not come to him. When he was about to die, he humbly requested to Allah Azza wa Jal, oh my Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal, you have created me, therefore bestow the sustenance on me, which you have written in my destiny, otherwise seize my soul. A voice was heard from unseen, by my respect and glory, I will not give you sustenance until you go to the inhabited place and sit amongst the people. The pious man went to the inhabited place and sat. Some came to him with food, some with water. He ate and drank water well, but felt a doubt. Then voice was heard from the unseen. Do you want to change my way through your worldly piety? Don't you know, instead of giving people sustenance directly, I like to send sustenance to people through people. Dear Madani Channel viewers, in conclusion, it has become obvious that it is necessary to find resources to earn sustenance. And if one does not find or use any resource, remains idle, claiming to have absolute trust in Allah, that is not absolute trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. You're considering your own plan to be everything, depending only on resources, is not also absolute trust in Allah. So the real trust in Allah is that one should find resources. make efforts and make a plan, but then he should not trust in these resources, but rather trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, because it is a divine rule of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that He, Allah Azza wa Jal, makes everything done through certain means. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, this is the message of Dawat Islami, that it brings us to the understanding and the true realization, and to learn and to practice upon what faith we have on regarding trust and contentment, that through contentment and through trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla, not trust in resources, but having a plan as well and doing your activities in a lawful manner and having trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla is the right way to go. And through trust in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, inshallah, we'll develop ourselves, we'll build our yaqeen, we'll build our iman. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Repent, come back to Allah. Allah forgives our sins, come back to Allah.